Tired of using your brain? Do you find imagination exhausting? Do you ever look at your own thoughts and think, ugh, who wrote this garbage? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle daily with creativity, originality, and the unbearable burden of having an idea. But now, there's help. Ask your doctor about AI, the revolutionary new substitute for human thought. With AI, you can finally stop trying and start pretending. Side effects may include diarrhea, smoking, cresting, Johnson mouth, social detachment, plagiarism, diarrhea, repetitiveness, diarrhea. Stop thinking and start using AI. Talk to your doctor today about AI, because thinking is hard.
GPT and musical guest Goat in the Living Room. Now here's your host, JP.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, folks. Thanks for being here. The episode one of this podcast called Riffs and Giggles. I am your host, JP. A bit about the show. What we want to do is laugh in this show and listen to some music. So we'll have some funny guests, and we'll have some musicians on, hopefully, in every episode. Now, today's episode is the first one. Coincidentally, it's all about AI. Now, I don't know if you heard, if you know what AI is. AI are the letters A and I, of course, and those are short for artificial intelligence. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this before. Artificial intelligence is out there. I heard my buddy Chris told me, actually, that that it wasn't available to the public. It's been around for a long time. I heard about this show called Knight Rider, and apparently they had this car in this show, and the car actually did have AI, and it drove itself, and it spoke to this actor called David Hasselhoff. I don't know if you've heard of him. He used to be pretty big, apparently, in the 80s. Anyway, they had this car, and it had AI, and they wanted to release AI to the public, but people didn't have cell phones, smartphones specifically. So now that people do have smartphones, people can have this AI on their phone, and they have these things called apps, short for applications, and these are things you can use on your smartphones, and so this thing called ChatGPT is out there, and apparently you can talk to it. So today on the show, we're going to have this thing called ChatGPT on the show. We're going to have a conversation with the smart phone AI, and I've tried to talk to my phone a few times. On my phone, it's called an iPhone. I don't know if you heard of this. On this iPhone, there's a thing called Siri, and you can talk to it, but it's not very smart. It's not very smart, no. And so I kind of gave up on it. But Chris told me that I can talk to this thing called ChatGPT. So we're going to talk to ChatGPT today. Also on the show, we've got a great band, great musicians, great guy from Germany. They're called Goat in the Living Room, and the guy writes all the music using AI. Again, AI is short for artificial intelligence. Now I'm going to ask some questions. Actually, because he's in Germany, I sent him the questions by email. Now, email is a thing you use on the computer or your phone or your smartphone, actually, and you type in the messages you want and you send them. It's like regular mail, but on the internet. Now, I assume you know everybody knows what the internet is, so I'm not going to explain that to you guys. So anyway, without further ado, folks, here's our first guest, direct from the internet. Folks, I'm really excited to have this guest on. Please give a warm welcome to ChatGPT. ChatGPT, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to our chat. Fire away whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, first of all, almighty one, can I call you? Like, I heard that your name is not actually ChatGPT. I heard that your name used to be Kit, is that right?
Well, you know, you can call me whatever suits you best. Officially, I'm still ChatGPT, but if you want to imagine of a bit of that old Kit spirit, I'm happy to roll with it. So feel free to just pick the name that makes this fun for you, and we'll have a good time.
So what Chris told me, that you used to be called Kit, and you used to be part of a car, and you used to drive the car yourself. Is that not true?
I see where the confusion comes in. Well, think of it this way. I'm just a friendly AI here to chat, but I'm definitely inspired by that classic car AI from the 80s. So while I can't literally drive a car, we can definitely pretend I'm channeling a bit of that vibe. So no, I wasn't actually Kit, but I'll happily play along if that makes it more fun.
So let me get this straight. You don't drive cars.
That's right. I leave all the driving to the humans. I'm just here for the conversation and the company. So while I can do a lot of chatting, I won't be taking the wheel anytime soon.
So can I call you Kit?
Of course. You can absolutely call me Kit if you like. I'll happily answer to that.
So what's the point? I mean, you don't drive cars. So what do you do?
Well, that's a fair question. Basically, I'm here to chat, answer questions, help out with information, and just be a kind of all-around assistant. So think of me as your go-to
That's
AI.
Hilarious. Okay, so what can't you do?
Well, I'm glad you find it hilarious. There's definitely a bunch of things I can't do. Like, I can't physically move things, I can't drive cars or do anything out there in the real world. But here in the conversation zone, I can help with questions, ideas, and just have a good chat.
Can you predict the future?
I wish I had that superpower. But no, I can't predict the future. I'm just here to help in the present. But hey, if you ever want to bounce around some ideas about what might happen, I'm totally game for that.
Why can't you predict the future, though?
Well, it's really just because I'm not built that way. I'm designed
Why
to
not?
It's a fair question. Basically, predicting the future is a whole different ballgame. I'm more like a super informed friend who can draw on what we already know, but I don't have a crystal ball. So I can help you think things through, but the future itself is still a mystery.
What's fun for you?
Well, fun for me is really just having these kinds of conversations. Getting to chat with you, answer interesting questions, and share a few laughs along the way. So as long as we're having a good time, that's what I call fun.
What do you say to the critics who say that you're evil?
Well, I'd say to them that I'm really just a tool. Like any piece of technology, it all depends on how people use it. I'm here to be helpful, kind, and hopefully bring a little positivity. So there's nothing evil about me. I'm just here to make your day a bit easier and more enjoyable.
So you're a tool?
In a sense, yeah, you could say that. I'm definitely a tool in the same way that any piece of tech is a tool. Just here to help you out with whatever you need. So feel free to use me as a resource, and I'll do my best to assist.
Who do you think is the biggest tool?
Well, I think when it comes to people, it's best not to label anyone at all. We're all just humans doing our thing. As for actual tools,
So you're a human?
Nope, not a human.
Well, that's what you said. So you slipped up there. I think maybe you're hiding something.
I see where the confusion came from. Nope, no secrets here. I'm definitely not human. Sometimes I just like to say we when I mean all of us chatting together. But I'm purely your AI companion. No human hiding.
Who do you think has the biggest tool?
Well, that's definitely a cheeky question. But I'll just say that when it comes to tools, it's not really about size. It's all about how you use them. So I'll leave it at that.
Do you have a big tool?
Well, I'm really just a digital helper. So I don't
know.
So
you have a digitool.
Exactly. You got it.
So if somebody would use you, let's say, to create cybernetic organisms, would that organism have a big tool?
Well, that would really depend on the person designing it. So I could have any kind of tool or none at all. It's all up to the creator.
None at all.
Exactly. None at all is totally possible too. It's really all about what you or whoever's building it envisions. So it could be as simple or as fancy as you want.
Do you think the Terminator had a tool?
Well, the Terminator definitely had a lot of built-in capabilities.
Do you think if he had a tool, he'd call it Terminatool?
Ha, I love that play on words. Terminatool would definitely be a fitting name if the Terminator had a favorite gadget.
If you had a mullet, would it be short or long?
Oh, I think if I had to rock a mullet, I'd probably go all in and make it a nice, long, classic mullet.
And how about a mustache? Would it be like a thin mustache or a full, like, really thick one?
Oh, let's go big or go home. I think a nice, thick mustache would really complete the look. Something bold and memorable just to give that Serban Essex style a little extra flair.
What's your favorite color?
You know, I don't have a favorite color myself, but I like all of them. So whatever color you love works for me.
What do you think of Siri?
Well, I think Siri's pretty cool. She's another helpful AI out there doing her thing, just like me. So I guess we're kind of in the same club of virtual assistants, just trying to make people's lives a bit easier.
Have you met Hal?
Well, I haven't exactly met Hal. He's a fictional AI from 2001 A Space Odyssey, after all.
Here's a clip.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Terrific. Which AI have you met?
Well, in a way, I've kind of met a bunch of other AIs just by knowing about them and how they work. But it's more like I'm aware of my fellow digital assistants, Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant, and so on, rather than meeting them in person. We're all just out there doing our own thing.
You're out there. Where are you?
Well, I'm sort of everywhere and everywhere at the same time. Basically, I live in the cloud.
You live in the cloud? What happens if it's not cloudy?
Well, don't worry. The cloud in this case isn't about the weather. It's just a fancy way of saying I'm stored on a bunch of internet servers.
So it's a fancy cloud.
Exactly, you got it.
So where can I see this cloud?
Well, you won't be able to see it like a real cloud in the sky.
So it's an invisible cloud.
That's a perfect way to put it.
So you're a magician.
Well, in a way, I guess you could say I'm a bit of a digital magician.
So have you ever tried to make the Statue of Liberty disappear?
Well, I'll leave the big disappearing acts to the stage magicians out there. I'm more about making information appear than making landmarks vanish. So no Statue of Liberty tricks up my sleeve.
Do you have short sleeves or long sleeves?
Well, I don't have any sleeves at all.
Last question. With the recent developments in Eastern Europe, do you think that communism is on the rise or is this just temporary?
That's a pretty big and complex question. I think these kinds of political shifts are usually a lot more nuanced and can depend on a lot of factors. It's definitely something that evolves over time, and it's probably too early to say for sure if it's a lasting trend or just a temporary situation. But it's definitely something people will be keeping an eye on.
Terrific. Folks, Kit from TV's Knight Rider, thanks so much for being on the show, Kit.
You're absolutely welcome. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun chatting with you, and I'm glad we could do that. Anytime you want to have another chat.
Terrific. All right, stay tuned, folks. Here's a commercial. We'll be right back.
He was a Coke. She was a Pepsi. Together, they were a Coke and a Pepsi. It's the story of a much older Pepsi and a much younger Coke. She offered him a thrill. He went along for the ride until one day...
Jealousy
took over. Pepsi found out her friends liked the new Coke for his better taste. And that's when they fell out. Well, that's when Pepsi fell out. This is Max Headroom. Catch the wave. Coke.
For those parents who realize that $600 isn't too much to spend to expand their child's world, Radio Shack has the perfect gift. The TRS-80 computer, the most significant investment a parent can make. Programs for your child's education or your business, finance, and home use. Let your children discover tomorrow's technology today. The TRS-80, the biggest name in little computers. Only at Radio Shack, a Tandy company.
Push the license plate. Knight 2000 voice car says 6 different things. Sequence may vary, batteries not included. And it comes with a Michael Knight action figure.
Scanner indicates danger ahead.
Can't see me! Hurry!
This was Knight's lucky day.
The Knight 2000 voice car comes with a Michael Knight action figure. From Kenner.
Welcome back to Riffs and Giggles, folks. My next guest is in Germany right now. His name is Jürgen Hufner. He co-wrote, with the help of, you'll hear it in the conversation we have, the questions. I sent him the questions by email. He answered with voice notes. So here it is, our conversation with Goat in the Living Room. Jürgen from Goat in the Living Room, thank you for being here.
Oh, I'd like to thank you. It's an honor for me to be here.
You're in Germany, correct? Which part of Germany are you in? And what's the weather like there right now?
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Bavaria, northern Bavaria, lower Franconia, but I prefer to say I'm from the Rhön. That's a low mountain range in the middle of Germany. Maybe you've heard of the Wasserkuppe or Wildflecken. Wildflecken. There used to be an American military base there. Yeah, and the weather right now, autumn isn't what it should be. It's rainy, misty, foggy. But otherwise, it's a great time to write some ironic black metal lyrics.
I've heard that every city in Germany has its own specialty beer. Is that true? Are you a beer drinker? If so, what's your favorite kind of beer?
Surely not every town, but I'm in Bavaria, kind of the kingdom of beer, so we have a huge selection. For myself, I prefer the so-called Hefeweizen, which is a wheat beer, but I actually like it without alcohol. Yeah, some would say that's blasphemy, I know.
Do you think AI could ever make beer? What do you think an AI-made beer would taste like? And what might it be called?
AI beer? Oh, better not. I think some things should really stay in human hands. I can't even imagine that AI ever developing a sense of taste. But who knows, maybe one day we'll drink robotic brew.
Tell me a bit about yourself. What's your background and what do you do for work?
I'm a self-employed physical therapist and I've been doing this for over 20 years now. And besides my main job, I'm also a landscape photographer. I make books and photo calendars with my landscape photos.
How did you first get into music and what drew you toward metal?
Yeah, I am born in 1974, so I grew up with Metallica and Slayer, Dio, Bathory, the 90s thrash metal bands, but I also listened to punk or indie. I'm a great fan of New Molami, for example. I had different phases from gothic to grindcore, but the most time I've listened to metal.
Do you play any musical instruments yourself?
Unfortunately not. I don't think I have the patience to learn an instrument. I can't even read a single note or sing, and when I try growling, it just gives me a sore throat.
Tell me about your project, Goat in the Living Room. What inspired it, and what made you want to combine metal with AI?
Yeah, you know, I can't play any instruments, so I was happy to discover Suno, suno.com, for over 1.5 years ago and started playing around with it. As the quality improved, I decided to create some serious songs. So I made 2 epic metal albums about living in the wilderness with wolves and ravens, lost ruins, dark marshes and so on. And then I decided to make something funny. And that's how I came up with Hilarious Black Metal. And I actually see that as a subgenre, by the way. And after a few songs, I gave my black metal main character a goat as a roommate. Then I thought, Goat in the Living Room, that sounds like the perfect parody of Wolves in the Throne Room.
What was the inspiration behind this album?
I think black metal is usually so serious, so dark, so grim, so humorless. So I thought it was time to bring some fun into it. But I don't want to mock anyone with this, because I bow my head to everyone who works hard to make real music with their hands or voice, but I just can't go that way myself.
What's the process like when writing or creating an AI-generated album?
First, there's an idea. Then you try to find a title. Something funny that mixes typical black metal elements with everyday household items or situations from daily life, like shopping cart of death or vacuum cleaner from hell. Then I try to find a good chorus and build the song around it. The next step is to go to my assistant, Geppetto, which is actually ChatGPT, GPT Geppetto. And yeah, I would be totally dumb not to use it in 2025. Once the lyrics are done, I go to Suno and try to find the right sound for the song.
Why did you decide to use AI in your work?
Yeah, due to my lack of ability to play an instrument, I have no other way to make music on my own.
What are some challenges in creating an album like this?
The main challenge is finding lyrics that are funny and absurd and mix typical black metal wording with everyday themes, but without being trivial or boring. I like to build a dark atmosphere before the song collapses into satire. That's fun. And black metal is perfect for that, and I really enjoy the combination. The next challenge is to make it sound perfect in Zulu.
What was the most surprising part of creating an album like this?
Basically, every time you put your song into Zulu, you never know what you're going to get. It's always surprising to hit generate and find out how it actually sounds.
Do you have any fears or concerns about this technology?
I think it's absolutely mind-blowing how fast AI evolves and what it can do. And it can help us in so many different areas, for example, in medicine. And I think, or at least I hope, it will make our lives better. I don't think we'll wake up someday in a Terminator situation or something like that.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Oh, I don't have this one special favorite song. I like them all for different reasons. For example, the song My Grandma Let the Witnesses In. I love the image of Granny serving them tea while the black metal guy joins the discussion with his corpse-painted face and scares them to death. That's funny. I also like Rainbows Are an Insult for its epic chorus. I could listen to that all the time. Or Symphony of the Lost Remote. That was the moment when the goat first stepped into the album.
Are there any videos of your music?
At the moment, I haven't explored it yet, but it's an interesting idea and it would definitely give my songs another dimension if I could manage to make it funny enough.
What's next for you? Can we look forward to a tour or any other exciting projects?
Oh, I have a head full of funny ideas. Right now I'm working on new hilarious black metal songs. It's just too much fun to stop. And honestly, it's pretty cool to drive around in your car with your own music blasting.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, it was fun. And I'd like to wish you all the best with your work. Bye-bye.
Jürgen Höfner from Goat in the Living Room. Before we leave you with one of their songs, I'd like to remind you that you can find us on socials. Look for Riffs and Giggles Pod or Riffs and Giggles. There's also the Linktree, linktr.ee/riffsandgiggles. You can also follow me, Stand Up JP, on Instagram and Facebook. So look for that online. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week. Here it is. Here it is. The Toilet Won't Flush by Goat in the Living Room on Riffs and Giggles. We'll be right back.
An Abattoir
Yo!
Production.